From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the U.S. Secretary of State is about to have perhaps his last official say on the Middle East. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is set to discuss his comprehensive vision for how to endure conflict between Israel and Palestinians, how that enduring conflict can be resolved. Kerry's speech at the State Department is also expected to address criticism of the U.S. decision last week to abstain from a United Nations Security Council resolution that condemned Israeli settlements. The move, which comes in the final days of Barack Obama's presidency, prompted a fierce backlash from Israeli leaders as well as both Democratic and Republican lawmakers in the U.S. Russell Stone, American University Center for Israeli Studies Professor Emeritus, told VOA that he would term the Israeli-U.S. relationship at this point moribund.
It's that nothing is happening, and it's very unlikely that initiatives to be taken in the next few days or weeks will change that situation. The Obama administration has had 8 years. Kerry has had 4 years to try to move this forward, and they've been unsuccessful.
That kind of criticism continued Tuesday, with President-elect Donald Trump again lashing out at the Obama administration. Trump said in a tweet, "We cannot continue to let Israel be treated with such total disdain and disrespect." He added, "They used to have a good friend in the U.S., but not anymore. Stay strong, Israel," he said. January 20th is fast approaching. Israeli leaders were also reacting to Kerry's speech even before it was given Wednesday. Speaking with Israel Army Radio, Public Security Minister Gilad Erdan called the speech a pathetic move. This is VOA. Police in Germany have detained a Tunisian they believe could have been involved in the Berlin Christmas market attack, with alleged links to Anis Amri, the suspended assailant shot dead in Italy last week. The arrest was the first in Germany by investigators seeking to uncover if Amri had accomplices in the December 19th attack, when he allegedly hijacked a truck and drove it into a Berlin Christmas market, killing 12 people. The suspect was taken into custody early Wednesday after federal police officers searched his Berlin home and work premises. The 24-year-old Amri went on the run and was the focus of a 4-day manhunt before being shot dead by police in Milan in northern Italy after opening fire first, they said. The Berlin rampage was claimed by the Islamic State group, which released a video last Friday in which Amri is shown pledging allegiance to IS chief Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Turkey and Russia are reported to have agreed on a ceasefire plan for Syria and are working to make sure it goes into effect at midnight tonight. The Turkish state-run Anadolu News Agency reports the new plan intends to expand a ceasefire in the city of Aleppo but does not include terror groups. Last week, Russia, Iran, and Turkey adopted a declaration setting out the guidelines expected to be adhered behind any possible agreement on Syria. Russian President Vladimir Putin said the countries had agreed to hold discussions in the Kazakh capital of Astana to resolve the conflict. Putin has said the recent evacuation of Aleppo was the largest international humanitarian operation in the modern world and would not have been possible without the active involvement of Russia, Turkey, Iran, and the goodwill of and the work carried out by Syrian President Assad. A Syrian rebel source who asked to remain anonymous told the French press agency that the opposition has not received any details of a new ceasefire deal, adding there was no agreement as of now. Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has inaugurated a nuclear power facility built with the assistance of China. The plan at Chasma in Pakistan's Punjab province adds 340 megawatts to the national grid. Beijing has already constructed two other nuclear reactors with a combined capacity of more than 600 megawatts. The three power plants at Chasma are known as C1, C2, and C3, respectively. They're part of broader plans to overcome long-running, crippling power shortages in Pakistan. The government plans to increase the power production by about 60%, mainly through Chinese-funded coal, gas, and hydroelectric projects under construction to try to boost Sharif's re-election bid in the next polls due in early 2018.
That's the latest world news from VOA.